to join in the program this morning, one day early this holiday weekend. Chris Bellini is here. Good morning, Chris.
Hello. Happy early 4th of July. I know we're a couple days away, but it's always exciting knowing that it's out there in the balance.
Yes, it is indeed exciting, and happy 4th to you, too. And there will be a lot of people who are not going to be able to partake in 4th of July festivities as per usual this year. So I have a feeling there will be streaming, Chris.
Lots of streaming. And, you know, I'm a fan of Disney, of course. I think Disney has come up with a very strategic, well-placed move for some of the options for streaming for the 4th of July. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Some Broadway play that made some noise.
Hamilton, of course. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Say that really quick when you just got up in the morning, huh? Of course, his big epic comes to Disney Plus. It starts streaming tomorrow, just in time for 4th of July. Of course, Disney paid. I mean, you know, they paid $75 million for the rights to do
this,
right?
Did they do? Wow, $75 million.
I'm sure that, you know, in Disney's plans, that's just one part of the whole thing, because there's probably the potential for a full film adaptation. I don't know if that was included in the deal, but I'm sure that was a nice enticement. And, of course, the movie with the film, the play we met, $500 million? A billion? What did the play make, you know?
A lot of money. I know that. And one of the things I found interesting was that Disney Plus is not having any free trial offers this weekend.
That ended, yes.
Yeah.
The 7-day free trial promotion has ended. I mean, it's been out there for a while in their fairness. And, of course, this plan, if I remember correctly, when they bought the movie a while ago, they were going to release it, I think, fall 2021. So they had plans way out to get this in theaters, I believe, or maybe even Disney Plus then as well. But, you know, with everything changing, they made the move to bring it up right now, which is great, because I saw the play in San Francisco. I've not seen the original cast, so this is the original cast.
Yeah.
You get to see Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
There you go, man. You get to see him in all his glory. Of course, he wrote the play as well. The thing I did think was interesting, because it is Disney Plus, and if you remember the play, there were a few things in there where it was like, I wonder how that's going to go over. It is a PG-13 version, so there was a little editing.
Yeah, this was a very interesting part of the story, I thought, with regard to Disney Plus. So apparently, in a movie or something that you broadcast on some of these streaming services, if you say the F word once, that's okay. If you say the F word more than once, then it goes to an R rating. So apparently what Disney did was cut out one of the F words, one of the two that are in Hamilton, and now it's okay as a PG-13.
Well, I am interesting. I know there was a movie Adam Sandler did, I think, back, I don't know, late 80s, 90s, where he said it once and it was PG-13, which surprised me because I thought that was the taboo at the time. But, yeah, I'm interested to see if they added all three, because I think there were three or four in the original play, right?
Okay, well, we'll find out, yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But I'm looking forward to seeing, of course, great tunes. I heard that the original director of the stage play, he took over for the directing of the, you know, I don't know if you want to call it the tape presentation as well, so who better knows it than him? And I heard there's a lot of style, I think they did it over 3 days. So I'm just looking forward to see what they came up with and to see it, you know, in a different venue, of course. And if you're at home and you haven't seen the play, because tickets and getting the tickets was really tough at the time, it may be worth sitting down and checking it out.
Definitely. And it is 4th of July weekend, Chris. And so there are a lot of movies streaming this weekend. Of course, you can always watch again and again Independence Day. Streaming. And also,
Not the sequel. Don't watch the sequel.
You can't.
It's terrible.
Oh, it was terrible. Okay. All right. It's available, but it's terrible. That's Resurgence, is it? Independence Day Resurgence?
And it was far from a resurgence. I'll tell you
one of my favorite, it's not really an uplifting story until the end, but one of my favorite 4th of July movies that I think Tom Cruise should have won an Oscar for is called Born on the 4th of July. Pretty amazing.
Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's, you know, of course, when you talk about movies like that, patriotic in a lot of senses, and then talking about the country, and you wonder, though, here's the question. There are a lot of other movies you can throw in there, too, because that's one of the trains of thoughts, right? You go with the solid, history-based, patriotic movies like Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Longest Day. I mean, even if you want to go back to the 70s, 1776, that was a good one. Glory, all great choices. And, of course, Born on the 4th of July is one, too. But here's the thing. I'm thinking maybe people want something a little bit light this
okay.
year. Maybe a
all
little
right.
more big action.
Yes.
A little more, and Independence Day would be more in the thoughts of what you could watch to kind of just eat some popcorn or finish your barbecue if that's what you're doing with everyone in the backyard. Let me throw a few out there that sometimes people may not think about, and you may laugh at me.
I want to.
How about Jaws?
Oh, that is a great 4th of July weekend. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have a literal context, but you also have this exciting beach summer movie that you can just sit back and relax. That's always one that I always think about when it comes time to just kicking back.
And particularly timely right now about people staying away from the beach, you know?
Oh, there you go. So that's just another reason.
Jaws.
Another important reason to stay away from the beach. Yeah, big 50-foot great white shark.
Very good.
I'm surprised. Let me put this one out there. I'm surprised you didn't mention this when you're talking about your go-to one. This has been my go-to one for a long time, The Patriot.
Ah.
So you have just a little, you have the thread of the historical context. Mel Gibson, of course, stars in the movie. But then you have Roland Emmerich directed it. Of course, he did Independence Day as well. I just thought about that. You got that big action, the big root for the hero, flag-waving moments. And, you know, John Williams did the score, which is you always think of John Williams. Of course, he did for Jaws. With Spielberg, he did it for this movie. Great score. I'd throw that one out there.
Okay.
That's sort of always my go-to one. And then if you're looking for stuff for the family, how about The Sandlot?
The Sandlot.
About the kids who had the ball, and they lose the ball, thrown it over the fence. They play baseball.
Yes.
And there's that whole 4th of July fireworks scene. A little bit looser to the 4th of July connection, but still something that's a little more family-friendly to sit back and enjoy.
Well, we deserve that, and it is time for us to kick back and enjoy something or another in 2020. So this may be the weekend to do it, Chris. Thanks for your input and the suggestions, and we look forward to paying attention to all of them this weekend. Have a great 4th to you and yours.
You too.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic on KSRO.